Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational habits of health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author of a stress reduction book on Amazon. Valentine's Day is an annual holiday recognized around the world. It celebrates romantic love, making it a popular day for couples to spend together. Valentine's Day is traditionally associated with red hearts, romance, flowers, candy, or other sweet things, and the exchange of cards called Valentines that express love. Where does actually Valentine's Day come from? And I found, when I researched it, I found this information, and I thought I'm going to share it with you because, as we just heard, for many, it's just romance, flowers, red hearts, red roses, candy, and then some candy. And it's not really the whole meaning behind it. So here I found it says, where does Valentine's Day come from? The story of Valentine's Day dates back to the life of Saint Valentine, a Roman Catholic martyr who died in the 3rd century. Although the facts of Saint Valentine's life are murky, some sources say he was persecuted for performing forbidden marriages, while others say he helped Christians refugees escape Roman violence. He is consistently present as a moral, generous, and romantic person. One legend holds that Saint Valentine became friendly with his jailer's daughter and wrote her a note signed, "From your Valentine," which remains a popular phrase associated with Valentine's Day. There is some controversy over how Valentine's Day first became associated with romance and the celebration of lovers. Some scholars point to Geoffrey Chaucer's 14th century poem, The Parliament of Fowls, which praises Valentine's Day as a time when birds choose their mates and love is remembered, even in the cold of winter. Others believe Valentine's Day is the Christian version of a pagan fertility holiday called Lupercalia, which was celebrated by the Romans. Either way, the romantic meaning of Valentine's Day has existed since the Middle Ages and gained popularity as a gift-giving event for aristocrats in 18th century England and America. The first mass-produced Valentine's Day cards were created by Esther Howland in the 1840s. Since then, a large industry has developed around the making and selling of Valentine's Day products like flowers, cards, and candies. So there's just a little bit of ideas, you know, on how Valentine's came all about. So what does Valentine's mean to you? Is it all about love for just one person, or is it love towards all your friends and family? Are you willing to celebrate them? Are you willing to do something that is more remembered in the long run than just going out to lunch or to dinner or just a dozen roses or one single rose or whatever? There are so many things, and I personally, I've been saying that for over and over, and I can't get away from it because that's the way I was raised, and I strongly, strongly believe that homemade things always have more value than store-bought things. So why not make a few little cards? I mean, I even made that with my daughter when she was a little girl. We sat down and we punched out hearts and made our own cards and sent them out or had her deliver them, you know, when we went to church or when we went to school. She always got a bag full of cards with her so she could hand them out. And that was something nice. And now just looking at all the things we can do and the things I've been posting on Facebook, it's quite interesting actually, that, you know, we can make streamers, we can make cards, we can make, we can go on a walk and get our own little flowers. They don't have to be store-bought or hybrid flowers. We can get some little things as long as they're not protected and we're not allowed to pick them. But there's a lot of things that we can do with the violets and some maybe some daisies or some sunflowers. Or maybe we could even go to a farm that has flowers that you can cut so you have them fresh and just make your own bouquet. That shows a little bit more common sense and love than just walking into a store and handing out a $100 bill for a bouquet. Yeah, believe me, I just saw that this morning. I looked at the colors for the flowers and what they mean, and they showed a whole bunch of Valentine's bouquets up to $124 a bouquet. And I go, that wasn't worth it to me. I'd rather have my husband home and we do something together, watch a Hallmark movie, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, anything that we can work in a garden together, anything that is actually, you know, more personally involved. So we don't have just the giving, you know. It's not about money. It's about real, true love and what it means. So it's a day of love. We can buy or we can make cards. I prefer making them. And quite often when I think about it, I start around Valentine's Day to make the cards for the next year. I don't have to write anything in it yet, but I can start making a card a week or something, which means I would have 52 cards by next year when Valentine's Day comes around, and I don't have to go and buy them. I can use scraps, material. I can use a hole punch. I can use a, Schablone. It's the thing that, you know, the plastic thing that you can use to trace certain figures and things, and they usually have hearts in there, so we can trace them and fill them out and paint them or do something, water painting, oil painting, crayons, color pencils. I mean, there's a lot that we can do. We can even use food for coloring, like the beets make a nice dark red color. The cinnamon makes a brownish, reddish color. Leaves, you know, certain leaves make a green color. And we did that with eggs, actually, the hard-boiled eggs for Easter. And I know we can do it with paper because we've done that too. So there's so many things that we can do, make streamers out of hearts or as I said, get roses or go to your own garden and harvest a rose. My husband usually goes in our garden and picks me a beautiful rose that's still a bud. He knows I don't like them all the way open, so he does that. But anyway, why am I going into this? Because Valentine's Day is something that I grew fond of, because it's something where you can treasure someone else, where you can help them. It's not just about outings, walks, hikes, activities, foods, and drinks. It's spending quality time together, better quality than quantity. Sometimes we get much more out of a half an hour visit that's a quality time visit than a 3-hour quantity time visit where we think, oh my gosh, when is this person leaving already? Or do I need to kick them out? No, we don't want that. So having shared those parts, I want to go even a step further. So since it's Valentine's Day and since we're talking about love, do you have friends and family members who could use encouragement, who could use support in getting healthier. Maybe their doctor told them, Mr. or Mrs. whatever, you need to lose weight or you're going to have a stroke in the next 6 months. Do you think there's anything you can do about for that person who you love? Yes, there is. And that's what I want to talk about. I really want to stress that I am here to reach out to everybody who wants to make a change in their lives, be it lower the cholesterol, the blood sugar, the blood pressure, maybe lose or gain some weight, need more energy, reduce inflammation, be more focused, work on mindset, change habits of disease, which means dis-ease, not at ease, okay, not feeling good, to habits of health. I've been there, done that, and I'm keeping it up. Remember when I told you I'm a short person on a frame of 5'1", and 4 years ago, I made it up to 180 pounds due to stress and injuries and everything else. And the doctor, when I saw him, said, you know, you need to lose weight or you're going to have a heart attack. So I tried and tried and tried, because in the next sentence he says that you can't, you have no metabolism. Well, that went, I said, either I can or I can't, but I cannot do both, okay? So I said, doctor, what is it? Do I need to lose weight? And can I lose weight? And he goes, well, you need to, but I don't think you can. I said, thanks. We'll see you next year. And I walked out. And then I did something on my own, and that didn't really work. And then I found this most amazing program. And we have programs for different things. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it's not a diet. Because diets are temporary. They don't last forever. They might help you reduce your weight temporarily to your goal weight, but the minute you get off the diet, what happens? Oh, no, don't tell me. Seriously? You gain it all back and then some. But when you choose to change your habits of disease to habits of health, and you learn how to eat, how often, how much, what kind of foods are healthy, and how to budget your intake and all that, you're going to save money. You're going to be happier and healthier. You're not going to have to go to the doctor for everything and spend money on copay or on medicine or on tests or whatever. So it's better to just invest a little bit of money into your health and keep that as a lifestyle, healthy habits, you know. And I call it also healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, because when those three go together, oh my, this is so amazing. So why I am sharing this? What is the big thing that I want to share? I am super duper generous today and tomorrow. I've never done that before, but I feel inclined that there are at least five people out there who want to make a choice. And all that was holding back was not knowing how to go about and not knowing how much they can save once they're down with their weight and when their cholesterol is down and their blood sugar is down and healthy and their blood pressure is good and they don't need the meds and the negative side effects anymore. So I am offering to everybody who signs up today or tomorrow, tomorrow at the latest by, let's say, 5 p.m., who signs up with me as their health coach, as their certified transformational habits of health systems health coach, I'll give you $100 wellness credit to start. And if you want to give it to somebody, if you want them to sign up and you want to help pay for them, just to get to it after we talked and have seen that it is a perfect match, I will give them the $100 to sign up, or you if you pay for them. It's not that I'm going to throw money out, but I want to show you how seriously sincere and honest and open I am, that I want you or your loved one to get healthy so they have a happier and longer life. They can see their children grow up and their children grow up and attend weddings and graduations and a whole bunch of fun things. That is what's important. So if you know of anybody who wants to make that change from habits of disease to habits of health and have me journey with them and guide them towards their goals and help them, you know, dissect everything into small bite size pieces, because we can't eat one huge elephant with one bite. It just doesn't work. So our health didn't go to bumper stickers, to, you know, to poor health overnight. It was usually an accumulation of several days, weeks, months, years. And now we just need to find the appropriate way to actually help you get out of this situation and get back to happy and healthy. And that is my only goal. I'm here for you to help you, because I've done it. I had lost a total of 58 pounds and I'm still down, feeling great. And I'm going to keep it down because it is my new life, my happy, healthy lifestyle. And I have more energy, I have more focus, and I'm much happier and more outgoing. So having said that, pardon me, I just want to encourage you to take a couple of minutes, maybe take a piece of paper, one side pros, one side cons, and on top right, getting healthy. So write down whatever you think are pros, what's going to happen when you're healthy, and write down what you think are pros. And then give me a jingle or, you know, I mean, leave me a message either on email, dythomson@gmail.com, and put in the subject line Blog Talk Radio or I Choose Health or something like that, so I won't miss the email. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And it's going to be first come, first serve that I'm going to work with. And as I said, I have up to 5 people today and 5 people tomorrow. I will do $100 a person who is serious and does sign up with me to get healthy. And I will, if I can't transfer it right then and there, I will send you all a check for that. But that's only for the people who are serious and want to journey with me and want to learn to make this a new habits, healthy lifestyle. So you get to live many more years in excellent health and you don't need to worry about strokes, heart attacks, obesity, embolisms, all things that happen much faster when you're overweight. As I said, I've been there, so I changed, and I know we can change. The other thing is also, you can choose if you want to be a client or if you want to be a client coach. Just start coaching and start earning some money right away to pay for your food. So I'm going to go into more detail when we talk in person, because that's all individual and I don't want to say something that doesn't apply to anybody or just does not apply to everybody. Let's put it that way. So that's it for right now. I think I said enough. Valentine's Day for me is the day of love and I want to help as many people as I can. That's why my one time very generous offer of $100 wellness credit is for today and tomorrow till 5 p.m. And I'm just willing to help you guys. I can't wait to see people happy and healthy. And when you check out my Facebook page, you see the transformations these people are going through, and they're all real. They're not fake. They're real. And I know many, many of these people that I'm posting about, and I have their permission to post. So I just would love, you know, maybe you to be in that picture. And again, it doesn't have to be weight loss. It can be, you need more money. What would another, let's say, $500 a month do for you? What would it change? What would it make better? How about $1,000 a month? I'm not saying you can do this. I'm just saying, how would that be? And I know a lot of people who are doing it and then some, a lot more. So anyways, I just wanted to give you some cheer, some hope, and encourage you to make a decision to get healthy or help somebody that you love to get healthy. And of course, refer to the $100 wellness credit when you start, as soon as we buy your starter kit and you started your journey with me. That's when I will make sure you get the $100 back. Okay? All right. Looking forward to hearing from you. Till next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.